from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there and welcome to the rewrap for Friday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, what Tarmody Coffee mysteriously said about Andrew Little leaving as leader. We have a wine scandal to reveal to you, and we will mark the week because that is what we do on Fridays. But before any of that, the latest Touré revelations that she revealed herself again.
Given the increasing level of dishonesty in the saga, how long is it before we start doubting all the stories, as well as having the outright confessions of illegality? Dovetailing in with the shambles is the poll that 75% of us say lying to the government to get benefits isn't on. She may draw solace from the fact that 49% of her Green Party supporters think it's acceptable, which is the debate for another day. I mean, what a depressing thought that so many in that grouping think that lying and fraud is okay, while at the same time wanting cleaner rivers and saving snails. But what we can't escape here is the law, and what she's done is against it. And now we know more than once. And there is still no contrition. Part of the judicial process, which, by the way, I very much hope she becomes part of as they look to claw back the money she's stolen from us, part of that process is contrition, an apology. So far, no such luck. This is beyond politics and debates about poverty and difficulty making ends meet. This is a woman who has confessed to cheating and now has been caught breaking more laws. And do we know there isn't more to come? At what point, if she's not falling on a sword, does someone do the decent thing and point out to her none of this is within a million miles of what we expect of the people who run this country? And a resignation can't be handed in quick enough.
It hasn't happened yet, but by the time you listen to this, it may well have. She may well have heard Mike Hosking and gone, oh, why didn't I think of that earlier? And handed in her notice. Now, we're going to keep things slightly political. Tarmody Coffey, with a corona in his hand, appeared on Prime's Backbenchers show the other night and said this. I'll let Mike explain.
Very good text a couple of moments ago. Mike, check out what Tarmody Coffey said on Backbenchers political show. When asked about Little and their numbers, he stated the Labour Party decided Little stepped down, not Little. He decided the Labour Party decided Little stepped down, not Little. Did he say that or did he not?
Unfortunately, it wasn't cutting through. So the party made the decision and I think it's the right one.
The party made the decision.
The party made the decision and I think it's the right one.
The party made the decision.
I mean, he did say some random stuff. He also said this.
I don't care that it's 8 weeks out from the election because as Kiwis, we leave shit to the last minute all the time.
Right. So did the party, the argument there is, of course, that Andrew Little said it was his choice to go. Jacinda Ardern, once she became leader, argued it was his choice to go. The party has said all along it was Andrew Little's choice to go, but Tarmody Coffey said
the party made the decision and I think it's the right one.
Of course, that could have just been the corona talking. I don't know why he was drinking corona. That's not a very Labour Party thing to drink, is it? Mind you, it is International Beer Day today. It's also Select's roast day as well. I've not seen any roasts, any selects, or any beer. Radio's not what it used to be. Actually, speaking of wine scandals, here's Mike with one. It sounds a bit complicated, but I'll let him try and explain it.
The scandal in the wine industry this morning as well, and I was going to come on the radio this morning and say this is most disturbing and I do worry about this because I can't remember many other wine scandals in the New Zealand wine industry, but fortunately I stumbled upon
it. Was that box that Winston Peters waved around for a while.
That was the big wine scandal, wasn't it? But as far as there was the dilution of the cask wine. Apparently they were diluting cask wine there for a period of time by up to 80%. Probably the most famous one was Wither Hills. Remember the Wither Hills scandal of 2006? It won an award. Their Sauvignon Blanc won an award, but what they put into the competition and what was for sale in the shop wasn't the same wine. And there were some resignations and some embarrassing times for certain people involved in that, but there have been others. Anyway, the latest one, and the reason I worry about this is the wine industry is a fantastic success for this country. You talk about apples, the wine's on a fire. A New Zealand wine company, three directors, fraud involving tens of thousands of bottles, and what they've basically allegedly been doing is labelling the wine as a certain vintage when it wasn't. The grapes came from another year, false statements over when the where the wines came from, and selling blended wines as coming from a single vineyard. So in other words, they're just throwing wine all about the place, sticking it in a bottle and whacking any old label on they want, allegedly. If you want to know, by the way, and this is the sort of thing we do not want, we do not want an international reputation whereby people second guess what we're about, because
does it make any difference?
Not for a person like you, no.
I mean,
good point. Yeah, good point. For a person like you in a spa with a bit of pizza on a Friday night, you can drink anything. You wouldn't have a clue what it was.
Bourbon, a few wine, gold medal stickers on the label.
Yeah, tequila.
Oh, this has got to be good.
Tequila, Cab Sav. It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But for people who care about this stuff,
I've tried the tequila and Cab Sav cocktail. That sounds. I'm going to go home tonight because I do have tequila and I do have Cab Sav at home.
Mix it all up.
See what happens.
Get a bit of pizza.
Maybe plenty of ice in there.
Can I recommend a book called The Billionaire's Vinegar? It's a very, very good book, and it's on an international scale of the sort of fraud that goes on in the wine industry all over the world. And it involves a guy, apart from anything else, who's been a victim called Bill Koch. And Bill Koch was America cubed, I think, from the America's Cup. Billionaire, one of the greatest wine collections in the world. But Billionaire's Vinegar, if you're into wine, is a fascinating, fascinating read. But I hope, as far as the New Zealand wine industry, this is a very, very, very isolated incident.
Really, the only thing I care about when it comes to wine selection is that the alcohol content is what it says it is on the label. If some are a bit higher, and it's not necessarily related to how expensive they are. So that's how I choose it. Cheaper but more alcohol, and if it's not actually more alcohol, then we should be worried. Hey, I'm going to play the Hallmark the Week this week. Don't do this a lot, but I was quite proud of it, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
Time now to mark the week, the little piece of news and current events that leaked polling shows is more popular than a Labour leader at a union meeting. Andrew Little, 3. Unbelievable. But I suspect as he wanders into the weekend, relieved. Jacinda Ardern, 8. Good start, a lot of positive noise, but given the hype, that's a lot to live up to. The baby debacle, 1. Given she wasn't bothered by it, and given she raised it, is it too much to hope that one day we learn to spend less time angsting on behalf of people who aren't actually angsting in the first place? Labour, 2. Hopeless. It's not the leader, it's the party. And just because Jacinda now answers the door doesn't mean the house isn't a leaker. The White House, 9. Too much fun. Reince Priebus, 4. You'd forgotten about him, hadn't you? You'd forgotten about Reince Priebus, sacked on Saturday. Why had you forgotten about him? Because of Anthony Scaramucci, 7. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? One briefing, 2 interviews, a divorce, a baby, a new job, a sacking, all in 11 days. And now he says he's going dark. It's like something from DC Comics. The Waterview Tunnel, 9. Drive time slashed the entire motorway system. More efficient, gotta love a road. The Tesla 3, 6. But at $66,000, what's accessible about that? And that's before you get to the bit where old Elon, once again, looked like he didn't have a clue how to produce the number of cars he needs to all those people who gave them their hard-earned money on the understanding that basic commerce works on the premise that you hand over money and they give you something back apart from hot air and excuses. The Diana Docco, 3. Wah, wah, wah. That is low-rent trash. That's stuff that was never meant to see the light of day. I won't watch it on principle, and it's not often I say that, and that's also taking into account I'm a massive royal fan. Rosa Monckton with us shortly, by the way. Prince Philip, 8. Speaking of royal, say what you like about his eccentricities, but talk about loyal. I mean, talk about consistent. That guy is rock solid. The Crusaders, 9. Not the ideal result. Nothing beats winning at home, of course. But having said that, they'll probably get a better crowd over there. The windscreen washer law, 8. Good win. Good practical result. Barfoots in their first home buyer plan with the government and the RB, 8. Hasn't got enough coverage this week. I mean, if they can get traction on that, good on them. Amazon, 7. Are they too big? Are they too big? Are they dangerous? I think so. But tell that to the 50,000 in the States that will get a job with them this week and the thousands who will get work with them in Melbourne this week. When you're hiring like there's no tomorrow and throwing millions into the economy, the headlines tend to be a little bit upbeat, don't they? And that is our week. Copies on the website. And no one involved in this was asked what their childbearing plans are.
Yes, got singled out in the debrief after the show from my boss. Had it on the back for that one. It may just be because it's probably the first one I've ever done where I actually played all the sound effects at the right time. It's tricky, all right? It's live radio. Cut me some slack. I am Glenn ZB, pushing buttons at random until something happens. That was the rewrap for Friday and the week. We'll be back with more random button pushings for you in another pretty box on Monday. See you then.